This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Last time on Laura's Diary, Laura didn't know what to do. So she wrote to Spice Girl Melanie C for help. She knew that Mel liked to receive mail and reads all of them because she said it on Live and Kicking. Now, for the next part of Laura's Diary, the final season, here's Mary Foxy.
Good morning, Fox Mary.
Good morning. Now, we haven't mentioned this week, so could you just remind people of why you're called Fox Mary again?
Because when I was younger, I wanted to be a fox.
Right. Okay, here's Laura's Diary at 8:16 on Radio 1.
8th of September, 1998. Dear Diary, Ben said Charlotte again in his sleep last night.
No.
When I heard it, I felt sick. Once is bad enough, but twice? What is it about her? And in massive capital letters, she is not even pretty.
I have a nice personality, though.
Yeah. Bubbly.
I can't say anything, because if I do, then Ben might just say, let's end it now. No. Maybe she's been flirting with him. Maybe she secretly fancies him. What the hell gives her the right to flirt with my boyfriend and manipulate him like that? No wonder he's saying her name in his sleep. She's poisoned his mind.
Oh, no, Laura.
And then she's in massive... She's kind of carved into the page. She is evil. Right. And then she's written a little sort of poem.
And the poem?
Sometimes I feel we're so far apart, but you are always in my heart. You are always on my mind. I know you find the words are hard to find.
Brilliant.
I've never felt like this before, and I've never felt so sure. I worry and panic that I'm not right. I think of you when I'm alone at night. Are there
it's good, it's right.
Rubbish. Are there others you much prefer whose advances I should deter? Knowing exactly what they say, tempting you while the cat's away.
Good, that.
Cat Laura.
I know I'd be stupid not to give this a go, but it's just so hard when you say there's no tomorrow. Why did you say the name of that harlot?
Oh, I think I know what might rhyme here. I think I know what might rhyme at the end.
What?
Do you have a hidden love of Charlotte?
Oh, brilliant.
I do believe in what will be, will be. And maybe we may split up when you could go to uni. But not before I have tried all I can. I am your lady, and you are my man. Love, Laura. P.S. Mel B is pregnant too now.
Mm, and they're all getting pregnant, aren't they, in the Spice Girls? Why did you say that name of that harlot? Do you have a hidden love of Charlotte? That's amazing. Thanks, Mary.
Cheers, love.
Foxy. Speak to you tomorrow for the penultimate Laura's Diary.
Okay, bye.
That means the second to last. It's 8:19. Love you, Mary. Oh, she's gone already.
She told you. I think you really bond with her.
Chris Moyle Show. With Scott Mills, because Chris is on holiday. International Radio 1.
Ever had a stay away from her or stay away from him? Hello, Radio 1.
Hi there.
Hello, who's that, please?
It's Susie.
Where are you, Susie, today?
I'm in Wisbeach.
Ah, home of Wisbeach Market.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, tell me a story.
Well, it wasn't me who was actually warned off. My boyfriend now was warned off of me after going out with me for one date.
Why, what's wrong with you?
Well, apparently I was psycho.
Right. Okay, and what happened?
Well, it was just pulled aside one night at the pub. I found out about, you know, a month later. It was just pulled aside at the pub one day by friends and warned that I was psycho and not to go near me because things would happen, apparently.
Okay, and what did the guy decide to do?
He ignored the advice, apparently, so we're still together.
How long have you been together now?
Just over a year.
Are you a psycho?
Sometimes.
Oh, well, and honest.
Yeah. At least you're honest, my love, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm female, come on.
Even more, Gwen in Cardiff says, yes, I was told to stay away by my ex-girlfriend's husband. Another one says, I had my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend phone me to warn me that he was no good. She followed us to clubs, watching us, and still tells me the same thing 3 months on. If you look at the text, there are so many coming in from people that have been warned off. Right. They're all good, but they're not as good as this, right? I got an email from a guy called Ben. So, let me just kind of fill you in on the story. Ben goes out with this girl, right? And they get on pretty well. And he's thinking that he quite likes her, and he's getting the feeling that she quite likes him back. Mostly because she kind of understands his slightly left-field humour and likes a lot of the same things as him, a lot of TV, same kind of hobbies, films. It's like me. If I found a girl who liked Romeo and Michelle's high school reunion as I do, that'd be, I'd be like, yeah, Waller, yeah. We've got a real bond there.
Together for life.
Yeah.
Perfect match.
Anyway, so they both go their separate ways at the end of the night, and they swap numbers, and she says that she will give him a call to meet up again at some point. As you do. Now, the next day, Ben's phone goes, but he's kind of in and out of meetings. He's having one of those really busy days, pretty much all day, so he can't pick up the phone. But it's her number calling him, right? But he has to kind of just ignore it. So he lets it go to voicemail. After the meeting, he listens back to his messages on his voicemail, and that is what I'm going to play you now, because Ben has sent them to me on an MP3.
Okay.
This is strange, right? This is the message he gets from her number, the message, right? Now, he doesn't think that's her.
Right.
He's like, what is that? Right. And then, he didn't think too much of it, but then gets another one a bit later on, also from the same number.
Leave her alone.
Now, that is clearly a small child saying leave her alone, right? And it has definitely come from this girl's number who he went on a date with.
Leave her alone.
So he calls her back, and it's all fine. They had a chat, all good. And Ben does mention that he's got these two slightly strange messages from her number on his mobile. She's like, oh, that's funny, and kind of brushes it aside really quick. Now, Ben thinks something quite weird is going on now, right? Because she really did kind of avoid it.
I think he might be right.
Yeah. But anyway, they arranged to meet up the next day for another date. That same night, the night before the date, Ben gets woken up by his phone ringing, and it's her number again. It's now 2:30 in the morning. Now, his first thought is, morning. It's a booty call. But he answers it, and they just hang up. It's just silent, and then they hang up. And it is definitely her number, right? This happens 3 more times at 2:30 in the morning. They call, he answers, they hang up. So, as anybody would, if they wanted to get some sleep at that time, he just switches his phone off. Gets up the next morning, and this is what he has on his voicemail. 3 messages.
He doesn't want to know you.
She doesn't want to know you.
You stink.
You stink. And finally,
go away.
Go away.
This is really spooky.
Right. Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a kind of horror film.
It is.
So, he meets up with this girl later on that night, explains what's going on, and lets her listen to the messages that I've just played you on his phone. And then she's like, right, that's my son. Now, she has completely failed to mention at any time before this that she has a 6-year-old son, right? Now, if you're going out with somebody, maybe if you've seen them just once, would you mention that on the first meeting, would you?
Yeah.
Maybe she thinks it'll scare him off. One of the kids doing a good enough job of that himself, isn't he? Now, apparently, look, she just went on to explain that apparently her son doesn't really like it when she goes out with guys, you know, new blokes.
Okay.
And she just kind of laughs it off as something insignificant, and the date continues. They have a laugh about it. It's all fine. Then, the next morning, he wakes up and has this message on his phone.
You better watch out.
You better watch out. Now,
I like this kid.
That is her son blatantly threatening him in a psycho voice.
You better watch out.
I really like this kid.
Dan is not quite sure what to do now. What do you do? Maybe this kid is dangerous. You'd be paranoid, though, wouldn't you? Looking behind you at all times for a six-year-old with a water pistol.
Being terrorised by a six-year-old.
Now, Ben's kind of wondering if it's really worth it now, because obviously this kid is not into him in any way. What do you do?
Oh, no, the kid will be fine. I keep going out with her, honestly. The kid sounds hilarious.
You better watch out.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, yesterday, I don't know how we get onto this, but we discovered that you can put bleeps in just about anything and make it sound a lot ruder than it actually is. How did that all start? Oh, it's because we were going to...
I was trying to bleep Laura's...
The florist call, where we read out some erotic fiction that we could never play you on the air, so you tried to bleep it out, and it sounded even worse. It sounded more harsh because there were beeps in it. Then we beeped some of the holiday programme from the night before last. Wasn't rude at all, but sounded really wrong.
Yeah.
Now, we've got to work on George's news from yesterday. Have a listen to this. If you put beeps in it, this is a completely innocent news report, OK?
Our top story this morning is all about restrictions on f***ers pouring into Britain looking for... jobs. Police are trying to find a lorry load of whiskey which was stolen last night. Thieves broke into the lorry while the driver was taking a sh**.
Radio 1. You better watch out.
Hello, Radio 1.
That voice really scares me. I've just woken up.
Who are you?
Amy.
Where are you, Amy?
I'm from my room.
Are you just woken up?
Yeah.
You better watch out.
You're not liking that, are you?
No.
Do you think Ben should stay with this girl or go?
No. No, I don't.
Really? The kid is 6 years old. What's he going to do?
Exactly.
Oh, if he's six, he's got quite a good sense of humour, but
you better
watch out. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
Hey, it's Andy from South Wales.
What are you saying, Andy?
Oh, my God.
What?
Get out quick.
Why?
That's really scary, man. It could be a horror film.
Damien.
You better watch out.
So you think Ben should get out as quickly as possible?
Very quick.
But he really likes this girl.
Oh, it doesn't matter, man.
He's 6 years old. What's he going to do?
I don't know. I haven't seen his horror films.
You've been watching too many horror films.
You better watch out.
I'll stop playing it now. All right, Andy.
Okay, thanks, mate. Please do.
Love you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Who's that, please?
It's Hayley.
All right, Hayley, where are you now?
I'm in Birmingham at the Fort Shopping Centre.
Fort Shopping Centre, Birmingham?
Yeah.
Right, why?
I'm waiting to meet McFly.
Right, okay. Now, you texted us early this morning, right?
I did.
What time did you get there?
7:30.
What time are they arriving?
4:30.
Are you cold?
Freezing.
Who are you with?
Well, there's me and my friend Becky, but we've like latched onto this group of other girls. That'd be them.
How many people are there right now?
Roughly about, I'd say about 900.
Right.
Maybe.
900?
Maybe more.
Wow. Okay, listen, right?
Right.
Chappers here is a close personal friend, CPF, of Harry from McFly.
Yeah.
Right. Now, what we could do, if you want, is try to call him now.
Right.
And you could... I doubt he'll pick up, right?
Right.
But here's what you have to do.
Right, okay.
Okay? Listen carefully.
Okay.
We're going to call Harry on his number, okay?
Okay.
If he answers, then tell him this. If not, then leave an answer phone message for him, all right? Say, hi, my name's Hayley. I'm waiting for you at the Fort Shopping Centre in Birmingham. Please, could you come a bit earlier? And then I'd like you to say that Chappers read out his phone number on Radio 1 this morning, okay?
Okay.
So you must get that in. Chappers read out your phone number on Radio 1 this morning when you leave the message, okay?
Okay.
Don't get too excited. We're going to ring him now. Just leave quite a calm message.
Okay.
And say that Chappers gave his number out this morning on Radio 1, all right?
Okay.
That'll really freak him out when he gets the message. All right, let's see if he answers.
He's ringing Harry.
If he answers, say the same thing. Don't tell him I put you up to this. Oh my God! Right, listen. He's got wham on his answer.
I know.
Right. Hayley? Hayley?
Yeah?
Ready to leave a message?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, leave a message. Say that Chappers did his number on the phone, right?
Yeah.
Go.
Hi, Harry, I'm Hayley. I'm in Birmingham at the Foot Shopping Centre waiting for you to come. I think you should come early because Chappers gave out your number all over Radio 1 this morning. What do you think about that?
Also, this kid obviously never sleeps. It was 2:30 in the morning. All the signs are there. He's pointing towards a horror film.
Somebody's alarm will have just gone off, and the first thing they will have heard is...
You better watch out.
Radio 1.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who are you?
Emma.
Emma, where are you?
I'm in Luton, mate.
Oh, well. How can I help?
Have you ever seen a horror film, The Ring? Because that kid is absolutely terrifying. I'm driving to work, and I had to pull over. He's so scary.
I've seen The Ring, did you say?
The Ring, yeah, the horror film, The Ring.
Oh, the horror film, The Ring. Yeah, I've seen that, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Horrible. He can't go out with her.
Right.
He might not wake up one morning with that kid around.
A lot of people are saying the child is scary, right?
Yeah, but he should see it as a challenge.
Some people would like this as a message alert on their phone. I'll get onto the people on the 81199 mobile site and see if I can sort that out today. Why would you want that? That would scare you every time a message came through, wouldn't it? We've got quite a lot as well to choose from. You could have this one if you like.
You stink.
Or you can have this one.
Leave her alone.
Now, a lot of people are saying, yes, the kid sounds scary, but go for it, Ben, because you cannot beat, I believe they're called a yummy mummy.
A yummy mummy, yeah.
Would you be happy with that if you'd had kids and someone called you a yummy mummy? I think it's a bit...
It's a bit weird.
Mm.
Why? What's wrong with it?
I don't know. It's just... I don't like the phrase. Would you... Well, if you had kids, George, and I called you a yummy mummy, how would you feel?
No, I'd feel offended. It implies you stay at home making biscuits.
No, it doesn't. It implies you've got a child and you're attractive.
There is another phrase
that
a lot of people...
Weird.
There is another phrase that people are using beginning with an M.
Weird with you, yeah.
I can't use that one. As long as you're, there's a phrase beginning with M, it's all kind of...
Oh, that...
Yeah, that one. I can't use that. But a lot of people are saying they are the way forward.
Let me explain to George.
I get that.
Yeah.
No, don't say that.
Do you prefer that?
I would, actually.
People are saying as long as your kid isn't a psychopath, then yummy mummies are the way forward. Carl in Leicester is 19, is now seeing a 37-year-old, has been for 6 months. She's got two kids. He says he will never go back to someone his own age. They're the way forward.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, Phantom Pooer news. Could you recap the actual story for us, George? What's happening with the Phantom Pooer?
I've taken a personal interest in this because it's all on Southeast trains, which is what I used to get home. But it's this guy who is apparently, as Newsbeat beautifully put it yesterday, doing the ultimate smear campaign. pooing. And smearing all over the seats.
I didn't know about the smearing bit.
It's nasty. All over the seats of Southeastern trains. Sorry if you're having your breakfast right now.
Right. And he struck 30 times.
30 times, causing millions of pounds worth of poo damage or something thousand 60, pounds.
60,000 pounds.
Millions.
£2,000 of poo.
Millions and millions. Right. The trains are a bit stinky, actually. And he's
now,
been
you go
caught
on Southeast
on
trains.
Yeah, I do. But I took two copies of the free paper yesterday, so I sat on one, so I wouldn't go anywhere near his... smear campaign.
If you go on those trains, does that automatically make you a suspect?
Probably, but it's not my picture in the CCTV pictures.
Yeah, they've captured
him
on
camera
now. They
were in the papers yesterday, so they're now looking for this guy.
Now, we have Phantom Pooer news on the A26 Paddington to Bristol Temple Mead service. We did warn you that he may be on that train. It turns out that it's not him at all, so you're fine to sit in 26 A, B or C. It's fine, he's not there.
False alarm.
See, this always happens with major crimes, though. It's always the copycat, isn't there?
Yes.
Actually, last time it happened, I think everyone was looking around going, it's that horrible smell again, and it was a guide dog in the corner.
Oh, they always let them off, don't they, Doug? I don't know why. Guide dogs more than any others. Seriously, take some matches. They're always letting one go, Doug. They are.
Take some matches?
Yeah, to light.
Not to burn the dog.
To light the dog?
Oh, yeah. Here's another example. On the way to the One Night with Laura trip to Disneyland Paris. Whoops. What happened?
Well, there was a really smelly guide dog in the aisle on
they
the Eurostar.
Are.
So as I went past it, I sprayed it with my perfume.
They stink. I don't know why. The Chris Moore, your show. Scott Mills, because Chris is on holiday. International Radio 1. We're talking about yummy mummies this morning, which kind of led on after we had a message from a guy called Ben, who went out with this girl, and then kept getting messages from her phone from what now turns out to be her six-year-old son, warning Ben off his mum. A lot of people are saying, stay away. Some people are saying, nah, don't worry, he's only six, what's he going to do? He does sound slightly psychotic, though.
Yeah, but...
Now, we've decided in the studio that the ideal, the ultimate yummy mummy is Rachel Hunter.
Oh,
no, sorry, Laura, it's not you. You're not pregnant, are you? Or are you?
No.
Right.
Oh, Rachel Hunter.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Who are you?
My name's Dina.
All right, Dina.
Hiya.
What are you saying? How can I help?
Well, basically, I think yummy mummy's good, especially if we're young, because we can multitask very well, and we're always good in a chaotic situation.
Right. Is that your kid in the background now?
That's my son, yes. He wants to say hello, but I've said no.
Oh. And how old are you?
I'm 22.
All right, so you're a young yummy mummy.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, you'll be a yummy granny in no time.
Oh, God, no. I'm not.
Well, no, you could be, like, a lot of yummy mummies are, like, 39, 40.
Yeah.
I know, my mum was a grandma at 36.
Yeah, yummy granny, see?
So she's a yummy granny.
Would you go out with a yummy granny? When you're 65?
When I'm 65?
Yeah.
No, I'd go out with a yummy granny if they were 36.
Yeah. When you're 65?
When I'm 65.
Radio 1, hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's that, please?
It's Rachel.
Hi, Rachel, how can I help?
I was just saying that I'm going out with a yummy daddy.
You're going out a yummy daddy?
Yeah.
Right, okay, how old are you?
23.
And how old is he?
39.
And how do you find that?
How do I find it? Really good.
Yeah?
Really good,
What makes a yummy daddy?
Well, being fit and being a dad.
Stupid question, I suppose.
Right? Quite simple.
Yeah, thanks.
Have you ever been out of people your own age?
Yeah.
Right, and how does it compare?
No, it's much better.
Why?
I recommend it.
Why?
Well, they have more money.
How shallow of you.
And they're grown up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. So you'd recommend yummy daddies as well as yummy mummies?
I would. You should all go and find one.
All right. Dina, are you still there?
Yeah, I am.
Right, can I just ask?
Yeah?
Has your kid ever left a message like this for one of your boyfriends?
No.
No?
No.
How old is your kid?
He's nearly four.
All right, there's still time. So this show last night, Stop Treating Me Like a Kid, on E4, really quite good. It's about eight teenagers who want to try and be a bit more independente and live by themselves. So they all live in a big house.
Right.
People like Jade.
I ain't no chav. I ain't no goth. I ain't no rude girl, like.
That's right.
Okay.
I ain't no rude girl, like.
I ain't no chav. I ain't no goth. I ain't no rude girl, like.
Now, these are some of the kind of conversations they have in this house, right? They've all put money into this kitty, and there's a big old argument.
We're paying for money at the moment, yeah? And you're sitting here, with plenty of got money in your purse, yeah? Not putting no money into it, yeah? So until you've got money to put into our hands, yeah? So us can go shop here and feed your ass, yeah? Then you ain't taking nothing out of that fridge, because you ain't paying for nothing in that fridge.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. That's Tanique, yeah?
Yeah.
Tanique, yeah? Now, there's one girl I'm really, really fearing for, because she's, let's say, a little bit different to all the others in the house, and her name is Susie.
My name's Susie Downing. My mum homeschools me, and I'd like to see if I can cope without her.
Good
my
luck.
My money's on no. Yeah.
Oh, I fear for her safety. She is not going to last long.
When I was seven, I wrote a letter to Tony Blair, who's my hero, and he wrote back and sent me a signed photograph, which is this, and it's my most prized possession.
Is he signed photographs, Tony Blair?
Signed photos.
Should he not be like sorting out in the Middle East or something?
When she's seven, she writes to Tony Blair. When Laura's 18, she writes to Mel C.
When I was seven, I wrote a letter to Tony Blair, who's my hero, and he wrote back and sent me a signed photograph, which is this, and it's my most prized possession.
When I was 18, I wrote to Mel C from the Spice Girls. She was 7 when she wrote to Tony Blair. Oh, you're a late starter, weren't you?
Yes.
I didn't know he did sign photos, Tony Blair.
No,
I
mean,
do you think they're pre-signed, like the ones that Hoff does?
They have somebody to do it for.
Yeah, because he's quite busy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Anyway, on the first night in the house, all of them stay up all night, apart from Susie, who has a bath and a lovely early night. The house also includes one kid whose mum has always put the toothpaste on the toothbrush for him and now has to do it himself. It's amazing.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
You better watch out.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.